Good morning, sir. May I come in? Thank you. I'm the temp secretary contracted for you. Did the front desk tell you I was coming up? Good. So I gather your previous admin had a sudden health issue. Oh, I'm sorry to hear it. How long had she been here? Oh, wow. That long. That's pretty amazing these days. So she was close to retirement then? Oh, that's sad. Well, obviously I don't have the experience she did. I am proficient with all the apps you specified, though. I'll be able to meet your needs until you can find a permanent replacement. The agency provided you with the ratings and references from my previous positions. As you can see, I've left all my employers highly satisfied. Excuse me, are you even listening? You've been staring at my tits this whole time. That really is quite inappropriate. Don't you have any self-control? Wow, that was a lame excuse for a denial. You are eye-fucking me. You know it, and I know it. What do you have to say for yourself? That was even worse than your denial. Was just babbling, really. Well, here's the situation, perv. This place probably has enough vice presidents to fill an NFL roster, but even so, harassment by any one of you would attract a lot of embarrassing attention. It would mean bad publicity for the corporation. You could even lose your job. So to keep all that from happening, you'll have to make amends. Oh, I will tell you how. You're a powerful executive. You command respect. But here's the elephant in the room. It's all just an act, isn't it? Dominant man on the outside, subby boy on the inside. Am I reading the signs correctly? You can't manage to deny that either. You can't even look me in the eye. That's just pathetic. Oh, you have been very naughty. A naughty boy has to be put in his place. It's a win-win. I get entertained and you get to be yourself for once. All that pretending must be exhausting. At the end of the day, I'll be doing you a favour. So, would you like that? Of course you would. It's more than a dirty pervert like you deserves. This meeting's booked for an hour, right? Good. 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 That should be enough. Now strip. You heard me. Don't question what I tell you to do. That's the last time I'll let it slide. Keep going. Your boxers, too. Ha ha ha. Wow. Your cock is certainly a self-starter. It could bust rocks right now. Is it leaking already? Well, calm down. Don't shoot your load before we even get started. That would be totally humiliating. Well, for you. Hilarious for me, of course. I will sit in this chair. Kneel down before me. I bet you've been fantasizing about my panties since I walked in. You filthy pervert. Well, today is your lucky day. I will pull up my skirt for you. You see London, you see France. Just a lacy bit of cloth between you and my tight little pussy. You are so very, very close to. Can you breathe in my scent? Does your tongue ache for my sweet nectar? Oh, well, that's too bad. Pussy isn't on the menu today. You will have to settle for other juices. Lick up that spit from my thigh. That's it. Lap it up like a thirsty puppy. Don't let any drip off. No. Then you'll have to lick it off the floor. Good boy. Okay. Now for my other thigh. Lick it all up. There you go. That's just for you. Savor my taste. Feel my soft flesh under your tongue. Good little puppy. Yes, lap, lap, lap. Now, hold out your hand. Rub my spit onto your cock. Don't jack off. Just coat it. Okay. Now, fuck between my calves. Just like that. Yes. Thrust with enthusiasm. Be grateful your filthy cock gets to touch me at all. Look me in the eyes. Look me in the eyes. I want to see what a pathetic, needy puppy you are. Hold your minds, though. This is a big office, but we can't take the chance. No. A nasty whore like you might be a screamer. At least you don't have an open door policy. Let me know when you're close. Let me know when you're close. Don't you dare come without permission. You wouldn't like the performance improvement plan, believe me. Oh, it feels so good, doesn't it? You are such a desperate little slut. There you are, fucking a hole that isn't even whole. I bet you'd fuck anything. Would you hump a pillow? You'd probably even hump a sofa, just like the horny little puppy you are. Be glad I'm not going to have you fixed. You are so pathetic. Oh, imagine if your employees could see you now. I should have sold tickets. Keep looking at me. Keep looking at me. Don't be afraid. Don't be afraid. This is what you were always meant to be. I see. I see the real you. Don't hold anything back. Show me your need. Show me your weakness. Show me your utter helplessness. Show it all to me. Yeah. What's that? What's that? Your clothes. Yeah, you're tensing up. Just two more thrusts and stop. Stop. Goodbye. Goodbye. You take directions well. I am so proud of you for not coming. Now, breathe deeply. And again. Oh, don't look so sad. I'll let you come eventually. You won't get off easy, though. You have to earn it. You need to be unbearably horny and desperate. A naughty boy has to suffer. It makes you weak and compliant. It reminds you of your place beneath me. And most importantly, it puts a smile on my face. Making me happy is mission critical. Okay. You need more lube. Hold out your hand again. Now, start stroking your cock. Keep it slow and steady. Yeah. Feel every inch of your shaft. Massage your balls with the other hand. Yeah. Yeah, nice and easy. Don't rush. Don't rush. It's too bad that you can't moan. Drool for me instead. Yes. Drool. I showed you my spit. Now, show me yours. Stick out your tongue and let it flow. Oh, there. There you go. Don't worry if it leaves a stain. It should come out the next time the carpet's cleaned. Now, twist your fist around just the head. Yeah. Pull down on your balls too. Oh, that's so intense, isn't it? Isn't it? Yeah, torture yourself. Torture yourself. Ah, oh, submit to the agony. Yeah. There you go. Wow, the drool is practically spurting off your tongue. It's like you're coming from your mouth. Okay, you've worked yourself up enough. Go back to stroking your shaft. Yeah, pick up the pace a bit. Yeah, that's a good point. That's a good point. Be a big, sloppy mess for me. Do you want to come? Do you want to come? Of course you do, slut. But you have to beg for it first. Convince me that you're desperate. Really embarrass yourself. Oh, I'll make you ruin your orgasm if you don't. I never promised you a full one. Go on, beg. Oh my god, that was beautiful. You really are a needy little slut. Oh, you're starting to shake. Oh, you close. You close. Okay, I'll hold out your tie. Yeah, that's right. I want you to come on your power tie. Keep going. You're almost there. Bliss is just a few pumps away. Give in to the pleasure. Give in to the need. Show me what a dirty slut you are. That's it. Come for me now. There you go. Yes. Milk it all out. Yes. Milk it out. Good boy. Such a good boy. Okay, that's enough. Stay put for a bit. Take some deep breaths. Relax as you come down from the high. Are you okay? Yeah, good. Well, we're approaching a hard stop. You have another meeting soon. Will there be anything else? Oh, on a permanent basis? I don't know. Honestly, I like the freedom that temp work gives me. The salary would have to make it worth my while. Now that is a very tempting offer. I'll consider it under two conditions. Sometimes I like to take long lunches, especially when you're paying. Also, I'll need a bonus now and then as a tribute. You know, as recognition of my excellent work. Okay then, it's a deal. We were synergizing after all. It'd be a shame for it to be a one-off. I will tell the agency that I'm starting here permanently on Monday. That's more notice than they usually get. It's not actually a temp to hire place, but people swap over all the time. You can take me out to lunch to celebrate. We'll pick up a new tie on the way back. Or would you rather tell everyone you got soup on yours? Yeah, I didn't think so. Actually, let's think outside the box. You should get several. They could double as gags or wrist ties. Oh, and I'll need to keep some spare panties on hand too. Sometimes the ones I'm wearing might wind up stuffed into a hole or two. Chances are they'd come out dripping wet. Anyway, we should get cleaned up now. Isn't it lucky your office has a private washroom? One of the perks of being a big, powerful man. But before we do, here is a quick after-action review. Being a subby boy is right in your wheelhouse. Keep up the good work.